It's your RB Friday once again here on Splash Plan. The wide receivers are going nuts. Big moves. Keenan Allen to the Bears. Marquise Brown to the Chiefs. Fancy MVS to the Chiefs. We're going to talk about it all here. Of course, while doing an underdog big board draft, 200K to first place in this one. All the rookies, all the free agents, all the rumors and innuendo you want to bring into a draft room are going to be an advantage for you at this point of the season. We're going to figure it out today. And it looks like we are in a room chock full of regulars. I see Colt Mock Groundhogs. I see Beesperf. I see Justin here in the one hole. I see Port. I see Poophead, who loves taking players that are correlated to me and not to him. And I see Soldinger. So I see a lot of regulars here who are going to make this a draft of competence, a draft of really solid picks by other people, and a draft that does not give me the best guys. But I will take CeeDee Lamb here to start it off. Zero RB Fridays, and CeeDee Lamb is the zero RB king, I suppose, at least based on ADPs. Let's go with them. StreamYard showing me zero live viewers, so I can only assume that based on the chat talking that we actually have live viewers here, but there we go. Dealer tip for 100%. Wow, success thanks to Probably. Thank you. Probably, yes, says Robert Griffith III here, teeing me up for Probably, my sports betting app on the run of a lifetime, and I'll plug it up top, guys, because this is bad shit, and frankly, this should be content for Splash Play too. These are our results in March. This is up 29 units now, and actually more than that, because again, the Saturday was not a content day, but Probably's data has been cooking. So again, if you want to get good bets in your life, probably.com/subscribe, promo code splash on there will save you 50% of your first month or first year. It's getting all of our data for under $100, but it has been honestly stressful a lot. Because every night I load the Picket app and I'm like, please, 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 like, let's keep it green. Let's keep it going. But it feels good. Definitely feels good to be on that run. So I'm glad to see Ross having some success as well. And appreciate the super chat very much here. Yeah, I know it's you, Michael Thomas. Didn't you want a break from the channel because you think I bitch too much? But here you are in a draft, probably going to do something that makes me bitch. So that's the great irony here. Of course, the Squirt Squad. Appreciate all you guys being here live. And again, we got to talk about Keenan Allen. Got to talk as well about Marquise Brown. Which one to tackle first? I think let's start with the guy in the thumbnails. Always Keenan Allen. I like this trade a lot. I think if you are going to draft a QB who enough teams believe, including seemingly the Bears, is a generational talent, I do think that Caleb Williams to me is a guy that can make a lot of value for a bunch of pass catchers around him. And you're doing the exact opposite of what the Panthers did last year, where you're bringing in real weapons. You're bringing in guys, granted Keenan Allen, certainly on the older side, like an Adam Thielen is, I guess like a DJ Chark is to some extent as well. Though Chark is younger. He's just dust. Keenan Allen, though, we're talking about a competent QB, a guy who makes his reads, a guy who gets the ball out, a guy who's going to play about as close to Patrick Mahomes as we can find. I know people don't want to hear that. I don't think the results are going to be Patrick Mahomes adjacent necessarily, but he's going to drop back a lot. He's going to make those kinds of plays, and he's going to play aggressively passing the ball. I think these are all things as well that bode well. I was like Shane Waldron coming in, bringing some Seattle Seahawks principles, going to be a good thing for the run game. So we're going to have a run game that takes pressure off Caleb Williams. We're going to have receivers there with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. You're talking about two probably the best route runners in the league, if not amongst the top guys who are technicians, guys who also in particular for DJ Moore can make plays downfield, though Keenan Allen did a few last year, a few more than you'd expect, at least for the Chargers. So I think for this trade, the Bears, to me, the ADPs are not correct. DJ Moore needs to fall 10-12 spots. Keenan Allen needs to be close to where DJ Moore falls, I guess. Those guys should be 1A, 1B. But this offense is live. I don't think, though, DJ Moore should be going at 15. I think that's a little bit of a fuck up. If DJ Moore is going at 15, that means this Bears offense is historic, which is a bet you can make. But DJ Moore should not be getting taken at 15 at this point. You add in a huge targeter like Keenan Allen. I don't care how old he is. I don't care how injured he is. We're still talking about a guy that last year, Keenan Allen, and granted, you know, QB change. He's not going to be the safety blanket he was for Justin Herbert, I'm sure, at least you'd expect. But 31% target route run rate for Keenan Allen last year. DJ Moore was at 25%. So Allen's a better target earner. DJ Moore is still a good target earner, though. But it really is the main thing here is that DJ Moore has been going at 15 the entire draft cycle. And sometimes it slides a little bit further in other draft rooms. 15 right now is just a stupid price tag. Take Harrison over him. Take Devontae over him. Take Ayuk over him. Drake London sycophants out there takes run Drake London over him. I think that's the better move than taking DJ Moore right now. I also know in my bones who one of AT or Colt Mock Groundhogs is going to be taking before me, but we will see in a moment. I will tell you who it is in a moment, but you guys could probably guess based upon who we've seen getting reached for the last few days and who I wouldn't mind getting a share of, and I presume I will not be getting a share of him here. What's a team comp here for DJ and Keenan Allen on some team, same team in terms of fantasy production? You're looking at a Bengals situation, I think. You're looking at T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. Like, they're going to be 7 to 10 target guys. One guy in a given week can go to 12, can go to 14. The talent level, I think, is comparable as well in the same way that Higgins and Chase is. Chase is better. I honestly don't think it's that much of a gap between Moore and Allen. I'd say they're pretty one-to-one, but I think that's it. You're just looking for a high-octane offense. So CeeDee Lamb here, I am actually going to get a share of Drake London. I'm excited to get Drake London here. As I've talked about, I do think the public steam for Atlanta is a little bit frothy. The Kirk Chains memes, I also really wish to get out of my life. But in general, I think for Drake London here, big improvement in this offense and a lot of smoke. Really, right now, everything's this offseason so far for Atlanta. It's been about feeding Drake London. It's been about feeding Pitts. It's been a bit about feeding Bijan, I think, primarily, probably more than Pitts, but at least 1A, 1B with Drake London. I believe it's Atlanta offense as well. So they are one to me. I think whiffs of Detroit last year is how I feel about it, where there is some risk that things just kind of blow up there. And it's just not what people expect, especially for an old QB coming off an Achilles injury. But with the talent there and with the commitment and all the signal as well, I feel pretty comfortable with it. So we have CeeDee Lamb, we have Drake London. This is a tough call between Mike Evans and Tank Dell. Could get a little bit younger with Tank. Mike Evans, though, nothing is going to change for Mike Evans. Tank Dell still could get another big receiver added to that mix. And I think the ceilings are similar for Tank Dell and Mike Evans. But Mike Evans, to me, the ADPs, I think, can be different for these guys later on. And that's the main thing driving me right here. So we will start with CeeDee Lamb, Drake London, and Mike Evans. It's going to be my pick right now. Took Drake London the second last night, arrow pointing up, probably going to be early second in BBM. Again, I think he should flip DJ Moore. I don't know that I agree that he should flip Davante Adams, but Adams is much older. Drake London, we haven't seen the apex yet. We're going Drake London into his third year. That's a positive for him. I just think Moore and Collins should be coming down a little bit. And all these guys should be kind of moving up. Rashee Rice, by the way, taking Rashee Rice at 23, no disrespect to B-Spurf, who is a regular, I believe. I would not take Rashee Rice right now at 22. Like, the two big moves yesterday, and again, if you're drafting today, you should be really conscious of it. You don't take DJ Moore where he was going right now. You don't take Rashee Rice where he was going right now because of the fact you add Marquise Brown, that is a big downfield weapon who is going to take some share away. I don't think Marquise Brown is great, but he's good enough to be better than MVS, even if it's closer to MVS, people will want to admit with how Marquise Brown has been in the past. But I think in general for this, like, Rashee Rice has to come down. Like, he has to come down 10 spots, for me, 20 spots. I don't get it. Thank you, Michael Thomas. I appreciate that. You're doing a great job. Getting HN at 21, also not bad for you. So things are working out. Our guy, Michael Thomas, you're getting some nice discounts. He's Colt Mont Groundhogs here. He got HN a little bit of a discount. Josh Allen as well. This room, me in particular, do not want to take an elite QB. So you got Allen at 28, which I think is a better price. As I've said before, Allen at 28, Jalen Hurts 32. That looks a lot better to me than Jalen Hurts at 38 and Allen at 22. We'll see. Ice cream tree in the 12 hole going piggly here and reaching hardcore for Derrick Henry. I know our pal Pete Overzet is now pushing the scroll the F down things with the badge bros. But I would say for that one, number one, that's some RB piggery right there. That's we have to call it what it is. And number two, you don't need to go that crazy for Derrick Henry. I don't think he's a good play. I wonder, is this going to be normal in rooms? Because Henry yesterday was in the mid 50s. Already down to 44. Okay. So Henry's moving up. It's so fucking dumb. Like, what did people think? Henry just wasn't going to get a free agent job? Like, it's a great situation in Baltimore for sure. I mean, is it? I guess you have Lamar there. I still think it's a good situation. It's a good offense. They want to run the ball. Gus Edwards had a good year last year. If you had Gus Edwards here for Derrick Henry with a little more floor in terms of the yardage and maybe a few catches, the season would look a lot better. So I'm okay with that as a baseline. But like, I just don't get why weren't people not drafting Derrick Henry? If you think he's this good and you think he's going to get a good outcome, draft in the 30s throughout. He shouldn't have been going in the 50s, 60s, 70s for a portion of the draft. 0-0-3-0. Of course, we are fairly committed here to the zero RB build. And it does seem, do I think Odunze is more valuable than McLaurin? I don't want to see one of these other fuckers get McLaurin, to be honest. I'm going Terry McLaurin here. I think McLaurin should have a higher ADP than Romo Odunze. We know we're going to get, again, I've said it countless times on here, but we know we're going to get a good deep ball QB going to Washington. It's going to be Jayden Daniels most likely, or Drake May, you know, as a, maybe a 60-40 probability, let's say right now. Either of those guys is going to throw the ball deep a lot better than Sam Howell. Either of those guys is going to be allowed to do that because they're actually a QB with pedigree who's done this at a high level in college. Both guys will benefit from Terry McLaurin being there. We also have Curtis Samuel moving on to Buffalo. That's a positive too. Certainly some more targets to go around. Curtis Samuel was a big safety blankie last year for Sam Howell. So I like Terry McLaurin at that spot, even though wouldn't have been opposed to getting Romo Dunze as well. 0040. I'm going to get a taste of Jaden Reed here. I don't get a lot of them. Don't mind Calvin Ridley either, but, and frankly, Christian Kirk should probably come up right now. Christian Kirk going to be the biggest beneficiary of not having Calvin Ridley there. Zay Jones still looming, but feels like he could, I mean, he was supposed to be cut and that hasn't happened yet unless there's something I missed. So Christian Kirk benefiting a little bit. He's not going to move outside. He'll still be playing primarily on the slot. I've seen people on social media talking about Parker Washington and how he should be a beneficiary of Calvin Ridley leaving. I think that's completely incorrect. Parker Washington is the direct backup to Christian Kirk. So Kirk needs to be gone or moved outside, which is not a good move for him, for Parker Washington to have upside. I do think the Jags bring in somebody else outside at some point, but for right now, Christian Kirk probably a little bit cheap for a guy who's going to be much more of the focal point of what Trevor Lawrence does with no Calvin Ridley. Let's see. It's not dumb. No one knew where he's going. That's the point that... All right, so I'm not going to try to be patient today. It's a high-energy day, Zero RB Friday. The point of it is that you're buying in on things that have risk points. So if you get them at a discount when half the draft has already gone off, the big board's more than half full. So like you're buying Derrick Henry because of the fact that the uncertainty is driving his price down. You then lean into the uncertainty and draft the guy. But if you're going to start taking him in the 36th like area now, you did, what was the assumption then when he was going in the 50s or 60s or 70s? It was that you didn't think that he was going to go anywhere. You thought he was going to retire. Like, that's the main thing here. It's about the overall process of what you're doing. If you want to drive Derrick Henry up fully, you can, but it's dumb. It's just dumb at this point, especially in a draft that's half completed. Like you're drafting a guy now and it's fine. Like you still do that. Like you still have to draft guys who take guys at ADP where they are, but it's a very bad thing for your portfolio. If you are drafting guys that, again, like there are people who've maxed out the big board that have 150 entries already with Derrick Henry in the 50s and 60s and 70s. So like they've made their bet and they probably made the same bet because the Ravens thing, I've been talking about it for 4 weeks that was the rumor where he was going to go. So if you were drafting him, you thought he was going to go to the Ravens. You should have been drafting him in the 60s. You shouldn't be like, oh, he's finally going to the Ravens. I'm so stoked. Like that is dumb. That's actively dumb. Sorry. I don't know anything about you. Shut up. Is this you? Are you Ice Cream Tree? Your team isn't good anyway. It's fine. God, the new people just come in and then dominate the chat with bad info. Dude, go take a lap here. I don't need this. It's Friday. I don't need one person who I don't know. And see, I already don't like dominating the chat. Get out of town. Come back in 5 minutes. I think what we need to realize that the best ball community was good at markets, they'd be on Wall Street. London Henry Steam makes no sense. No, they were getting better spots anyway. I agree. That's the main thing here is like, you shouldn't love Derrick Henry now if you've been drafting teams the last month and a half, 2 months, whatever however long the draft window's been. Like you shouldn't just be overreacting now because he got a job. Part of your job as somebody who is drafting at volume and drafting early is to draft in anticipation of things that are going to happen. So like, and also if this guy is the one in the 12 hole, three straight running back starter draft is also just a bad thing. Like you need to improve your process. That's the end of the thing. End of conversation. Improve your process. Sorry that offends you. There we go. Thank you. If Tyreek's okay with it, I'm good with it. Markets are efficient for the most part. There are always outliers. You'll be best served by going to going by market and trying to identify those outliers. Yeah, that's it. That's the point, is like the market had identified Derrick Henry incorrectly. The market has been very reactionary to every little bit of info that comes out. If it's a guy is a free agent, a guy's not coming back to Tennessee, they're bumping him down. If it's, oh, this guy played well at the end of the season, they're bumping him up. This has been the most reactionary markets have been. And by having diamond hands, by having the ability to foresee things like, hey, you know, like Joe Mixon, if you were to foresee that he was going to go somewhere good, I'm not a Joe Joe Mixon guy, but he landed in one of the best possible spots for a running back this offseason. So you should have been taking Joe Mixon in the 80s if that's your kind of play. But you know, like I get wanting certainty and all of that, but if you're drafting the big board, if you're drafting a team in March when the season isn't coming up for another 6 months, you need to be comfortable drafting for uncertainty and drafting for the positive outcomes of uncertainty. So that's like the main thing. We have CeeDee Lamb and Drake here. I feel like I've been falling into the trap of Aaron Jones a lot lately, which I don't think is a trap. I think it's an okay play, but we don't need to do it today. We can do Brock Bowers. Get an elite tight end in here with our five wide receivers. Our guy Brandon back in the mix. Not sure you're ready for this yet. Hey, you know, is it not everybody's ready, but when the board up, when the big board opens, we're here. It's always going to be the case. All right, five wide receivers, CeeDee Lamb, Drake London, Mike Evans, Terry McLaurin, Jaden Reed at wide receiver, tight end Brock Bowers. That's it. It's a zero RB team. It's what I said it would be on Zero RB Fridays, our national holiday here. The government doesn't give us enough national holidays these days. We got Juneteenth. I guess it's positive. Some Zero RB Fridays, that's got to be next. Like, it's only fair. Probably not. I shouldn't even make that joke now. There's somebody out there that I'm sure will be very mad. All right. Deontay Johnson up to 73 for our guy Justin. Get it. You got to get that fifth wide receiver. And Deontay, you know, look, I would not take Deontay over DeAndre Hopkins personally, but I get it. We will go Dak Prescott here. One other news item yesterday too. So we've talked about Keenan Allen. I guess we could talk about Marquise Brown. Marquise Brown, I have to assume, is going to get steamed up uncomfortably. Like, he's just going to get steamed up so much. He's probably, so a steal right now, says Cody. I don't think that that's going to be the case for very long. I think Marquise Brown is going to come up. He's going to come up to where Kadarius Toney was last year. If I had to guess, 70s, I think he'll be comfortable taking him ahead of a Deontay Johnson in range with a Christian Watson. Marquise Brown is one of those very public players that people have loved for a very long time now. So I would say, Michael Thomas here is not taking wide receivers and took Jordan Love for, all right. On Monday, guys, it's going to be a hot start draft. You're not going to know when the draft starts. For this one, because it would have been nice to get Jordan Love in my correlation here, but whatever. Anyway, Hollywood's going to end up around Pickens, says Cody here. Correct. He went 64 in a draft he did last night. Yeah. So the enthusiasm for Hollywood's going to be huge because he's been a very public player for a while now. He did have the one good year, and I guess a few spike week games on his first arrival in Arizona. It was awful last year, as I've talked about. Really think that he did not show well in that one. Marquise Brown, we're talking about him. Sol Dinger, who I believe is a quiet regular, who's not in the chat because he definitely does things that we're talking about here. He takes Marquise Brown at 80. Point being, Marquise Brown has been a very public player for a while. He now gets the Mahomes bump. The contract, by the way, shows how much the market was not into Marquise Brown. It takes $7 million guaranteed, upside of $11 million. Obviously, he's playing for the next contract, but he did not get Gabe Davis money, did not get Darnell Mooney money. So I think that shows that perhaps my sentiment about Marquise Brown was not incorrect. But that said, this is one of my fears. He was going to get a nut landing spot. He got the nut landing spot. It's this one and whoever's going to replace Gabe Davis outside. Unless Buffalo decides to not do that, adding Curtis Samuel does mean that they could have, you know, he and Khalil Shakir, who are more mid-range guys, more, I would say for, well, you know, I could look this up, but for Curtis Samuel, I'm imagining more of like a 7A dot. And then for Shakir, I would say around 8, 9. Let me see. Curtis Samuel last year, 7.3 A dot. Boy, I sometimes the things that are just in my brain that I don't know are there, horrifying. And then, yeah, Khalil Shakir, 8.7 air yards per attempt. So those guys, you could see a move to Buffalo being more of an offense that tries to use, you know, Curtis Samuel as a fancy version of a Trent Sherfield, I guess a Deontay Hardy type. All those guys have been rotating in. Khalil Shakir being another good route runner. And then you push Diggs more downfield. And Diggs has been a good target downfield. I think that could be what Buffalo's doing, but I'm not sure enough. Like, they could take a Brian Thomas in a draft and it wouldn't shock me as well. And that would make everything in that room look less good, including Brian Thomas, to be honest, because like, that's a lot of bodies there. And Curtis Samuel didn't get no money. He got $30 million. So not guaranteed, but the whole contract. So yeah, I think for Buffalo, and four in particular, Curtis Samuel. I think that it's an interesting situation that I'm not entirely sure where you should be buying those guys. But I imagine, much like a Marquise Brown, Curtis Samuel will get steamed up because people are going to assume, like Marquise Brown, this guy's coming in, he's going to take a whole lot of touches away. And in reality, Marquise Brown, I think, is going to have 100 air yards a game at five targets, and you're going to have Rashee Rice getting 6 to 7 underneath, Travis Kelce getting 6 to 8, maybe up, you know, upwards of 10 underneath. And then that's basically their offense. It's going to be like, that's it. And then a few guys there that rotate in and get an occasional deep ball, get an occasional target. So I just think the Marquise Brown thing is a little bit, going to be a little bit overrated, but he's going to give you spike weeks. So he's in one of the best offenses in football, at least on paper. So you got to take him where you like. I will take Marquise Brown. This is the best landing spot for him, but it's just a little bit gross. 1051. So we have timed this out well. We are now in a good running back pocket. We have the direct choice of Najee Harris or Jalen Warren or DeAndre Swift, who, again, I do like a little bit more than the market. I'll take the discount, though, on Najee. Najee going almost 12 picks after ADP. We'll do that. We'll see what we get on the way back. Team so far, Dak Prescott, Najee Harris, CeeDee Lamb, Drake London, Mike Evans, Terry McLaurin, Jaden Reed, and Brock Bowers. I like it. Troy Franklin, a possibility too. I mean, you guys know how I feel about Troy Franklin. I think if he gets on the field, I think he's already better than Marquise Brown. I know people, I imagine right now as the live viewers are going up, I say something like that, it's going to go back down because it's not a public take, but Troy Franklin is legitimately a better guy, a taller guy. He's comparably fast for his size. So I would rather have Troy Franklin, but they made the move they made and Mahomes seems stoked about it. So keep your guy happy. All right. So 1151 here. We have Eckler. Other running backs went to Justin on the turn. Beastburf took Swift. Mostert. We can make a bet on Mostert here, I think. I've got some bets on Achane already. I'll take one on Mostert. Could have gone younger here, maybe a little more upside for Chase Brown, Brian Robinson, but I do think this backfield, the ADPs right now say that Devon Achane is going to flip Raheem Mostert. I think he's going to flip him in terms of the overall share, where I think it's going to be 60-40 Achane, maybe 70-30, but Mostert's still going to be in the mix, and I wouldn't be shocked if Mostert were primarily a goal line back, or at least, you know, the primary goal line back. So for Mostert, I'm cool taking him. Shut up, Michael. Shut up. You take Jordan Love unstacked at 76. Get out of my face. Yeah, thank you. Doing the thing that you whined about me doing. I do love, by the way, I tell Michael to take a break after he's vaguely annoying to me in the comments, and then Michael's here drafting teams and then bitching at me. Welcome to Splash Play, guys. You're all me, whether you realize it or not. Xavier Worthy goes at 104, ahead of A.D. Mitchell. Don't agree with that. Great. So you reached for Love and you reached for Dobbs when you didn't have correlation. Sick. Can somebody else chat besides Michael, please? The love of God. Make Splash Play Giraffes fun again for Spags. That's the goal. Very intrigued by what the Chargers plan of doing this season. Thought Justin Herbert's ADP was very low, but now it seems appropriate. I think they're going to roll out whoever they take at five. It could be. I mean, I think it's getting less likely to be Brock Bowers with them signing two tight ends. Seems like it's going to be Malik Nabers, maybe Marvin Harrison, if somebody trades up to four and then they take Harrison at five, because there is a good shot somebody trades up to four to take J.J. McCarthy. But I would say in general for all this stuff, like the Chargers are showing a lot of will to be a team that's going to run the I formation and run guys up the middle over and over and over again. A lot of halfback smash and Madden, I believe, was one of the memes I saw. So I think that's, they're showing their will here. Whoever ends up as a running back for the Chargers, and I know people are going to take Gus Edwards now, would not lock in Gus Edwards as being the full guy like people are drafting him at with the steam. He's risen 50, 60 picks in ADP so far. Somebody's going to, though, really benefit from just the will of the Chargers, and they're going to run that ball pretty aggressively. All right. Caleb Williams goes 111 to the guy who did take DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. So he got the stack. This is the issue, though, man, is that we really do have premium price tags on DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. So if you are making a bet on Chicago, I would almost make sure you get Swift with that one. Like, I'm glad this guy made sure he got Caleb Williams, because If you're making this bet at ADP on Moore and on Allen, Caleb Williams has to be CJ Stroud from day one, basically. It has to be like full go CJ Stroud from day one to make those guys have the upside they want. Yeah. not even going to read the chat, but yes, I wonder too. I just don't get it, man, but whatever. People just want to see their name on screen and want to see themselves drafting is what I've learned. And I'm just trying to make peace with it as it ruins my drafts every day. At the very least too, like what I think I need to do honestly is when I see people who are regulars and they're drafting bad teams, I need to really abuse them, because like, if you're coming on stream here, you should be the best drafters in the world. Like, and not that I am, but like, you should be showing people like, whoa, look how sick this guy's team is. Look how he manages pockets and gets guys at discounts. Not look at how this guy reaches 20 spots for uncorrelated players. And whatever. All right. Dak Prescott is our QB. These four QBs get passed over here. I would have liked to have taken Jaden Daniels because that's why I took Terry McLaurin. Again, Michael Thomas, one of my least favorites. All right, fuck off. Get the fuck out of here, man. This is a full ban for Michael Thomas. I don't want you on here anymore. Sorry, dude. get the fuck. Don't come in my fucking draft room. Like, this isn't a fun thing for you. I'm taking Herbert. I just don't care. Like, don't fucking ruin my day for no fucking reason, man. I don't get paid a lot to do this. I do this for the fun of building fucking good teams. Don't ruin my team because you're mad that you're not good at drafting. Actually watch things and pay attention and get good at the thing that you're trying to do publicly. This fucking enough, man. I just don't need it. If you're not a paying member and you snipe me on a stream and say just to piss me off, don't fucking be a Splash Play member. Don't be part of this community. You're not fucking useful. Go take your fucking pseudonym somewhere else, man. God. Fucking snipe me and ruin my draft for no fucking reason. Oh, it does not make this fun, guys. Gotta tell you. 2-2-5-1. Unfucking believable, man. What have I done? Like, I there's so many great regulars in here. There's so many guys who add value to the chat. I see guys like Jeff replying, giving thoughtful replies. Our guy Robert of the Turd giving thoughtful replies. And then we have guys that you just want to fucking put their long username on a fucking stream. Stop wasting my time. Please. Listening audio. So an idiot drafter who drafts bad teams in almost every draft I do, Colt Mont Groundhogs, if you see him on Underdog, just know that you're going to be able to draft a good team because he's not good at drafting and he loves leaving fucking annoying comments and then still being on the stream every fucking day, ruining my teams. So that's what he did. He took Jaden Daniels and then said, just to piss you off. Like, don't go fucking watch the flock. Go. Oh. Anyway, we got Justin Herbert. Chargers offense really looking good this year. I think they're really going to throw it around the yard. It's fine. We're going to get the weirdo Chargers stack late, hopefully. I'm sure Coltmont Groundhogs will go, oh, it's like Josh Palmer. Fucking. There's a difference between being known for something good and known for something bad. Trust me, as a Rihanna guy, you want to be known for something good. A positive note, thoughts on Underdog max and QBs at 5 and 20 rounds, 4 and 18 rounds. Yeah, that is a good move. Good move by them. I saw that Rudman tweeted that out. Certainly anything that keeps QB hoarding, as we saw first draft here on stream of the year, got thrown out. So because somebody taking 9 QBs in that draft. So it is an issue people run into a lot. Definitely one too that does seem like a pathway to collusion for people to do that. Because if you know that there's a guy going on an insane QB run, then your partner in the room takes QBs early as well to avoid that QB run. That's a thing that could definitely happen. So multiple positives on that one. And I agree. Like, I know they said in the tweet that they put out, like, we try to be hands-off with this stuff and blah, 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 take our finger off the button. But like for certain things like that, that there is no positive use case for it, it's a good move. So there we go. I'm not saying that. Anyway, I hate this team. Like, for no reason. Like, I just can't. So the people who join drafts, I spend money, right? Like, I spend money to do this. And then I don't make a lot of money from doing this YouTube channel right now. So, like, you doing just fucking up my draft for yourself is not going to endear you to me. Quentin Johnston goes 127 to another person who's a regular here. You guys, like, we're at the point, I think we might have lost the privilege of doing drafts with me for a little bit. Thank you, Justin. I appreciate that. Hate your team in solidarity. Soldinger takes Gus Edwards, so we're going to get maybe Josh Palmer correlation unless somebody fucking does it. There we go. Rod saying, Max the big board already asked how many times what the fuck this guy is doing. Yeah, I think that's got to be the thing, man. I'm very nice to regulars here. If you're a regular and you do bad drafts, you're going to hear about it now. And hopefully I don't see him on stream because I'm not going to do the drafts aren't going to start 1 minute before the stream. Just FYI. So sorry to all the good regulars out there. Sorry to Soldinger, who's been quietly drafting his teams peacefully, having a good time. But you're all dead to me. It's okay, Soldinger. You're one of the, I honestly, like, I see your name in every draft, but I don't think you've ever done anything to offend me. So you're good. We're not going to fucking make this a game of doing drafts to make Spags miserable. All right. 2-3-5-1. Just a stupid fucking team. We're going to take Jahan Dotson here to try to make something out of Washington still. Get some correlation there. There we go. Soldinger, find these drafts more challenging. Glutton for punishment. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Sniping seems worse this year than last. For me, it is. I can tell you that. It's fucking not been fun. An underdog last year, this time of year especially, like underdog was a gentleman's drafting platform where like the people who are drafting in February and March are just degenerates who know to draft clean teams, stay out of people's way and do all that stuff. So usually these drafts are pretty clean. DraftKings, obviously, when that part of the season opens, you're getting all the casuals because of DraftKings and the time of year. But for underdog, yeah, it's usually much cleaner. But it is cleaner, honestly, when I'm off stream. It's just on stream, I'm just being fucking tortured and I'm done, man. There we go. Ban me too. I'm going to start an ex-Spags draft with all bitch. Please, please take Coltmont Groundhogs with you. But again, why did you need Quentin Johnston at fucking 127? Like, it's just, you guys, man, just up your game on your own time, not on mine, if you can. 2-3-6-1. I just want a fucking summary in this team now. I just don't even care about this fucking team. But I am going to take Drake May and try to make some bet on Washington here because I don't believe in the Chargers and running back's going to be fucked for me. It's just Michael Thomas ruined my day, really. Personally, I think it's stupid that he admitted. Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, I'm not going to ban people for a lot. For you deliberately being a dick to me, after also, again, being annoying recently in the comments, while still being here every day, like, I just don't need it. Sorry. I don't need every viewer in the world. I'm happy. Would love to have 100 live viewers on the reg. That's it. If you're somebody, by the way, who enjoys this and doesn't want to fucking ruin my day for no particular reason, subscribe down below, hit the like button. If you're somebody that does want to ruin my day, again, Fantasy Fox seems like a great guy. Hey, I'd love to draft some teams with you right now. Why don't you come over and draft some sick teams? Go do that. Go do that. But otherwise, if you want to be here, just fucking don't ruin my day. For no reason. If we're like, you know, and again, I've said this before, if somebody's like competing for your same guys, like let's say, all right, this guy took DJ Moore, I took Keenan Allen, this guy then takes Caleb Williams, what am I gonna do? We both laid a claim to a guy. This happened the other day too, where like one guy took Amon-Ra, I took Laporta, I took Goff. Like you make that early claim for your QB, that's fine, but then you're just reaching for guys all over, ruining my QB twice, once deliberately. No thank you. No thank yous. We can move on, though. I'm just, like, legit tilted about this. As you can tell, this is a legit tilt. Because, like, I build a community here that I want to reflect me, and I wouldn't do the shit that this moron did. I've never, by the way, seen somebody go from regular to, like, one of the people I hate the most on the internet as fast as Michael Thomas did today. Start varying your time by a few minutes every day, but don't let anyone... Yes, that's what's going to happen starting Monday. Everyone blame Cody. No. but no, that's it, man. This can't be every day for me. Sorry. So yes, that's going to be the case. So prepare. It's still going to be an 11 o'clock start time on the stream. 10:55, 11:05. Going to make it worse for me to get viewers. I don't care, man. I'm going to enjoy the drafts if nothing else. Ice Cream Tree takes Josh Palmer. So we have literally no correlation with Justin Herbert. I hate this. Zero RB Friday is supposed to be my happy place. This is supposed to be where I find joy. Let's start doing fucking drafts on the Probably channel. At least there I can just win and be happy. Just win and have fun in life. Curtis Samuel, 159. Feels like not enough steam for a guy that just got a pretty good outcome for himself. Adam Thielen, 151. I would say Curtis Samuel should go, based on the money, probably somewhere in this range. Probably 120s to 130s. Maybe get steamed up a little bit more because Shakir is at 114. But if I had to guess, we do see Curtis Samuel come up to 120. Shakir come around to 120 as well. Oops, I did not mean to click end stream, even though at this point, maybe. Parham is, I don't think, on the team right now. But they did. They added also tight ends. They added Hayden Hurst. They added, not Parkinson, they added Disley. So not a lot of will for Parham left. Who do I need to get mad at? Everybody. That's what I'm going to do today. Where I think Fields lands now, Denver is still the only out he has. Besides that, it's a backup, which bums me out, man. I know people are down in the passing, but one of the worst runouts for a career start for Justin Fields, where he did everything he could, besides, you know, being a good passer, but everything he could is besides that. All right. 3-3-6-1. I've got no clue at this point, guys. I'm taking Jaleel McLaughlin. Not one of my favorite regulars here, but we just need a running back. Yeah, I agree. He doesn't deserve to be a backup. I agree. Okay. Cool. It's not like you actually paid Crypto Pooper. Somebody gave you a free membership. So it's fine, but thank you. Thank you for the reach on Quentin Johnston. You did a great job. If we get rid of Michael Thomas and Crypto Pooper, though, I think the draft would start to look a lot better pretty fast, to be honest. So I'm a man of atrophy. I'm gonna atrophy this channel to death until there's just the 20 people I like. Are you one of the 20? We'll find out. 3-4-6-1. Antonio Gibson. We get two outs for Drake May. Maybe Drake May goes to Washington because we didn't get Jane Daniels because an idiot sniped me. Maybe we get Drake May to New England, throw in a few passes to Antonio Gibson. We'll take it. Okay. Bye. It's very easy. Crypto Pooper says, ban me, please. Again, Crypto Pooper has been toxic too. Like, I don't want toxic regulars, guys. Ultimately, that's it. So I'm going to weed you out if I don't want you. That's just how it's got to be, man. Amen, Jeff. Drafted a team off stream the other night. Had a great time doing it. I have to make these fun for myself, guys. It's not like, you know, it's got to be fun for you. It's got to be fun for me. They are. That's why, guys, I asked the regulars here, like, you guys got to defend the wall for me because I'll defend it, obviously, and I'll yell at people and do all that shit, but just keep the vibes positive. Don't be like Poophead here, who, again, like, if you don't like the channel, don't be in every draft of mine. Like, just stop doing it. I just wish that people would do that more. You don't like things, just don't engage in them. Don't be a part of it. Adam, you've been a solid 9, I'd say. I don't know what a 10 would be. I feel like a 10 is just Tyler Ross. The guy's been doing it for a very long time here. But I think, Adam, since you've been on board, you've been a solid 9 for me. Anybody else want a chat rating? Let me know. I'm happy to give them out. Wandale goes 177. A lot of bad signs for the Giants right now, including, frankly, Drew Lock being able to compete for a starting job. But for Wandale, I think that he's a little bit too cheap for a guy that we saw have pretty good spike weeks with Tommy DeVito throwing the ball last year. So for Wandale, pretty comfortable with that. Being controlled from dark side fucking NPCs. Oh, hell yeah, rate me. Justin, a regular, doesn't pay for a membership. I'll give you an 8. It's a little bit unfair to give Adam a 9 and give you an 8, but Adam's really come on hot. So I don't want to compete you guys against each other, but I give you a solid 8. I think a lot of people in the chat would fall 7-8 range. Take solace in the fact you fixed your mind with a few puffs. My mind's okay. Like, my mind's very sharp right now. It's just sharp like a dagger that wants to stab through the screen at people who just want to see their usernames on screen in a best ball draft. Captain Osimo, no disrespect, I think you're like a 4. Let's see. Who else wants a rating here? Give myself a 6. Cody, I'll give you a 7. I feel like you're not always in the chat, but when you are here, I don't have to worry about you saying something that's insane. Chunk in my 8-9 range as well. Probably 9, because Chunk gives me things to make fun of him for. Chunk's a 9er. And Justin, if I were giving out halves, I feel like you'd be an 8.5. I'd give you an 8.5. But I'm not, I don't want to give out halves, so you're an 8. And I'm rounding down. I feel like Levis needs to come up more. I agree. Levis, to me, solid pick. If you're going to take Ridley in the 50s, going to take Hopkins in the 60s, 70s, Levis shouldn't be in the 200s, 190s. Absolutely. That's how all this should go. Anything you see like that, one of the biggest lessons I've mentioned many times on Splash Play, biggest lessons for me that Osmo told me many years ago, Alex Baker, back when I first started doing football content regularly for Stochastic, was that like anytime you see a QB who's unknown and two of his pass catchers being highly owned, it's like, why is a QB not owned? That should be a stack. That's how Alex had won a lot of money back in the day. It's same thing for ADPs, where it's like, okay, if you have DJ Moore and Keenan Allen going so highly, how are they going to pay off those ADPs? It's Caleb Williams being good enough to be QB 10, maybe QB 5, on the high end. I don't think it's going to happen, but that's sort of the logic you have to have. So just one thing to observe, where you have Ridley and you have Hopkins, why are they priced like they are if Levis isn't going to be priced anything approaching a starting QB? He should be here. He should probably be above Russell Wilson, who I don't think is guaranteed a starting job, but whatever. 3-5-6-1. No obvious correlations because they've been ruined by many of the fine folks that we've talked about already more than enough. Oh, God. Tight end is not great either. Going to take Tucker Kraft for a little bit of a micro correlation with Jayden Reed. Also, one of the signings that I don't think I mentioned earlier, but this has been a chaotic stream. I know that. Zero RB guy. Fucking AJ Dillon's going back to the Packers. I don't know what they saw last year. Maybe they enjoy his video game streams and all that. I think that AJ Dillon going back to the Packers, he is probably a pure handcuff now for Josh Jacobs, but that was not the best outcome for him overall. He has a landing spot, so he probably shouldn't be totally dirt free. But I think for AJ Dillon, him going somewhere like a Dallas, just out of the, they need somebody who's a power back in there. That would be good. And at this point, if Dallas doesn't get J.K. Dobbins, and even that would obviously be risky for him coming off another major injury, Achilles injury as well. I think that would be for J.K. Dobbins a good landing spot for sure. But then you maybe bring in a rookie with that, and that rookie could supplant Dobbins. I think that's the best outcome right now for the Dallas backfield. But just another guy going for sure. He was incredibly bad. He's incredibly bad visually, analytically, like all of that. Yes, he did. That's what I was talking about. The last few days we've been talking about Dillon going somewhere and maybe luck boxing a good spot, kind of like a Gus Edwards did as their power back, but that ship has now sailed. All right, 3-5-6-2. As we talked about, this team makes me want to fillet myself. And I think I've just talked myself into J.K. Dobbins here. We'll take the shot. Team so far, we'll give it a read. So playing a little bit of a micro Dallas correlation in the hope that J.K. Dobbins can go there. And his team name still says Baltimore, so we changed that B to a D. It says Dallas. That's that's like correlation, right? Team so far at QB, Dak Prescott, Justin Herbert, Drake May, Najee Harris, Raheem Mostert, Chuba Hubbard, Jaleel McLaughlin, Antonio Gibson, and J.K. Dobbins. At wide receiver, Crypto Cooper, Drake London, Crypto Pooper. Sorry, I was thinking about... I did not draft Crypto Pooper. In fact, I would let Crypto Pooper go undrafted personally. It could be a 20-round draft. He'd go undrafted for me. CeeDee Lamb, Drake London, Mike Evans, Terry McLaurin. That was one of the biggest brain farts I've ever had. Jayden Reed, Jahan Dotson. I was just looking at him and hating him. That's what happened. Brock Bowers, Tucker Kraft. Is Dallas where I'd like estimate to go? Yes. Yes, I would. Bucky Irving, too. They could all go to Dallas, and I'd be very happy with that. But honestly, Dallas getting Trey Benson and Trey Benson being a murderer this year would be pretty tilting, but makes sense. Why is Ray Davis falling? Because I don't know. He was never in play for me. He's 24. He's coming off knee injuries. The combine had enough good guys showing stuff. Ray Davis did not show enough, I think, to justify the other things. So, but it's also, I think, that like now little more concrete stuff, more other guys for people to buy some steam on. Will Shipley had a good pro day or whatever, so I think people like that. But that's basically it. It's like he's not the shiny new toy that Eric Bynum-Forrest is tweeting about, so people aren't taking Ray Davis as much. But he, to me, he was like never a good play. But just, you know, I don't know. I know as much as anybody. Dobbins, RB2, and KC be interesting. Maybe a little bit more duplicative with Pacheco than you want to see, but certainly would be a good outcome for him. Favorite pick to make in drafts recently? Oh, well, you know, to tie it back to this video, ones where I don't get sniped for no reason, that would be probably my favorite picks. Besides that, it's probably still Jaden Daniels when I can get him in the 120s, 110s. I'm pretty good with that. I don't know. Like my most favorite clicks are the fun guys. So that's like where it's a little bit of a broken process where for me, like the most fun team would be high caliber starting receiver. Like the other day where I had Justin Jefferson, got Marvin Harrison. You then get Malik Nabers on the way back. Like that would be my most fun clicks. And then I also get a value guy who I think can come up like a Terry McLaurin. That to me is like a fun pairing, but at this point, you know, in terms of what should be fun, it should be like reacting to guys a little bit more, getting them at a discount, getting the Bears receivers in a normal room where they should be coming down a little bit because of people being afraid of both those guys eating targets away. Like, I think those are inherently what should be the most fun clicks is like guys where you have news, you then get an advantage because you have the news. Kind of like Pete talked about in his scroll the F down video where take advantage of the news information dumps that you know that perhaps other people in draft rooms don't. I think that's usually the most fun, but for me, it's just rookies. I like rookies. Ray goes by Ramah, or his name is Ramah Davis. Maybe. Ramah Davis also kind of sounds like a UFL name, so it could go either way, but I get it. Oh, Ramon, okay. James Conner and Najee are super fun this season. Yeah, I agree. I think they're fun relative to their ADPs. They're not fun players, though. Like, for me to be a fun pick, you have to be a fun player at a fun ADP. So that's why Jaden Daniels is still it for me. Honestly, relative to the draft board, too, Will Levis kind of a fun pick. He showed some weird traits last year that could be the coaching, but I do think it's a little more him. Just a lot of deep balls, and then they were basically trying to scheme these really gimmicky short throws along with deep balls last year, which is why he had a weird A-dot. But for Will Levis, I think he's conceptually fun at his ADP. But I wouldn't say, I don't know that he's actively fun. All right. 3662. I got to tell you, we haven't done a lot of great here. We haven't done a lot of things that I really want to write home about here. I'll take a Brendan Rice in the hope that he goes to the Chargers because we have Justin Herbert for no fucking reason now. So that's that pick. We got two more here. You guys know, for the most part, I do enjoy doing drafts. I would like this. I'm cool with this draft ending. I'm cool with just giving it a day. Happy to do it, Kevin. Kevin, eight in chat. Eight in chat to move your way up to a nine. You're on the route there. But you're the kind of guy I'm looking for in chat. I want you to be like Kevin there. Ask the question, gets his answers, has some nice chats with people, and contributes positively. You're the guys we're looking for. Good call. I've got Bowers of the Chargers, but I don't think that's likely, though. Bowers of the Chargers, after you just signed Hurst and you just signed Disley, feels a little bit aggressive, but it is a Jim Harbaugh, Greg Roman offense, so maybe not. Maybe they get Bowers too, which would be batshit. All right, 19th round here. We have a 3672. One of my least favorite builds we've ever had. Kendrick Bourne off an ACL tear to try to play the New England side of the equation for Drake May a little bit more. Probably need a running back more, though. I am going to take Izzy Abanikanda as my RB7. When I file the CMY, I'm actually, you know what? I normally don't name teams on stream. I'm going to name this one on stream today. But when I file this one away, I'm going to file it in a way that marks that this was one of my least enjoyable drafts of the year. Warren to be more effective again this year, but Tomlin tends to be loyal for certain players. To me, it's the predominance of goal line work, and I do think that's the main thing here. And also, you know, for his flaws that Arthur Smith had many of, he did really favor the better goal line back, which was, you know, Tyler Allgeier to start the year, then became Bijan as the year went on. So I do think he's going to give the role to whoever's a better goal line back. But Najee inherently being a bigger guy, you know, being a stronger guy, being a guy who's also shown that like Mike Tomlin wants to give him a lot of goal line touches in the past, definitely a little bit more than Jaylen Warren, I think is a positive, but obviously Warren's a better player. I wish Warren were a little bit better last year, kind of felt like he regressed, but that offense, obviously a lot of dumpster fire going on. Time to end this draft to crack open. I know, unfortunately, time to go do more work, but the work doesn't stop here, guys. Again, probably my baby. We're going to do some plugs before we hit the last pick. Probably the best betting data in the world. The results speak for themselves here. Up 29 units, and that includes me fucking up on a Saturday on a day I didn't do content, but basically undefeated in content this year. That's what you get with Probably, my sports betting app. So check it out for yourself. Probably.com/subscribe. Use the promo code FIRST on there, or actually promo code SPLASH. Sorry, it's SPLASH play. Promo code SPLASH. Save yourself 50% off on your first month or first year. You also get a 7-day free trial. And actually, I forgot. We're supposed to do our drawing of the person today. So, shit. App Store, probably. We'll do that as well. We're going to pick our guest host for the month here on Probably. So, I'll have to do the randomizer wheel for that. Wheel of names. I'm going to set this up while we go here because I forgot to do it in advance. But today's the day. We're going to pick a guest host. So, it's going to be one of a few people here, one of a few high-quality regulars. Thankfully, Michael Thomas did not leave us a comment, so I don't ever have to see him again. All right, so we got Mathology. It's a three-man race, I think, for our first guest hosting spot. We got two Bindles comments now because I made Bindles leave a second one. So we got two Bindles reviews on here. So Bindles, I think Bindles still gets one entry, but I will put Bindles in. And Chunk the Deuce is our third one. Oh, I lost my Splash Play color wheel. That's annoying. Because you guys remember from Spag Stacks, I made the Splash Play colors. So anyway, we'll do the draft here for a guest host once I make my last pick. Don't got Apple, I would. Fair enough. We'll be on Google Play soon. Left a review last night. There we go. So if you leave a review, by the way, you keep getting entered over and over again. So we're going to give away a guest hosting spot to one of these guys. Then there'll still be two left. And same thing for you guys. Leave a comment with 5 stars and or not a comment. Leave an App Store review for Probably, 5 stars and a review. You'll be entered to win a guest hosting spot on Splash Play. But we need the reviews. And frankly, we're doing really well in the App Store. So good timing for you guys if you are leaving reviews right now to help us out. All right. Kamani Vidal goes. People are digging deep here. 3772. Is there any correlation left? I'd have to take like a fucking Tolbert at this point. Could take Luke Musgrave or not Luke Musgrave. Luke Schoenmaker is tight end 3. Actually, don't hate that. He got some work last year. It's possible they did invest a little bit more draft capital in him, and he's technically a better tight end than Jake Ferguson. So I like Ferguson more, obviously, but 20th round. You will take Luke Schoenmaker. Final team here at QB. Well, this is probably going to end in a moment. All right. Final team here at QB. Dak Prescott, Justin Herbert, Drake May, Najee Harris, Raheem Mostert, Chuba Hubbard, Jaleel McLaughlin, Antonio Gibson, J.K. Dobbins, Izzy Abanikanda. Hate it. Wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, Drake London, Mike Evans, Terry McLaurin, Jaden Reed, Jahan Dotson, Brendan Rice. Wide receiver room is pretty good. The running back room, though, despite having 7, I do not enjoy it, but at least we got volume there. If you hate your position, if you think you got bad guys, volume is a way to enhance that as best you can. At tight end, Brock Bowers, who I do like, Tucker Kraft, who I just took because I needed a tight end, and Luke Schoenmaker, who I took for the correlation with Dak. Not my favorite team. It's a team, though. All right, the wheel of names, guys. Who amongst our peers is going to be on Splash Play coming up soon? And I will reach out to you guys, or if I, I have all you guys, I think. Chunk, I might not have you, so Chunk, we'll figure it out. All right, who's the winner here? Who will be joining Splash Play as a guest host sometime, hopefully before the end of the month? Let's find out. Spinny, spinny, spinny. Wow, it's Chunk. That'll be fun. So Chunk the Deuce, a big part of the community, will be on Splash Play coming up soon. Chunk, DM me somewhere. I don't know where. If you're on the Deposit Game Discord, I could find you. But if you can, DM me, Chris Spags, not on Splash Play. We'll figure it out. But Chunk is our winner. So there we go. Shout out to one of the good guys out there. This stream has been a fucking mess, guys, and I frankly apologize for it. I hate doing bad streams. I hate getting distracted by people ruining my drafts and all that, but had to happen today. We have to purify ourselves in the waters of Lake Minnetonka in order to be finally good and clear on the other side. If you enjoyed this journey despite that, you definitely need to subscribe because there are a lot better drafts and frankly, a lot better teams that I build when there aren't fucking idiots who I don't want as part of the Splash Play community ruining my drafts. So please join us on this journey here. And eventually we'll be back to making good teams. That day is not today though. Probably my baby. Again, we talked about it. 5 stars interview on there. If you can, that'll be entering you to win a guest hosting spot on Splash Play. I will leave the App Store link in the description as well. But if you're just betting, especially with March Madness coming up next week, 7-day free trial. Again, the results are right here. This is not a fucking bit. It's not a joke. This is actual results that we have from just me picking videos, 10 minutes or picking bets, 10 minutes a day on video. So that's the results. 4-1 as well the last 2 days in our top 5 bets that I put out on TikTok and Twitter. I don't know how to sell you guys more, but if you have betting in your state, go take advantage of probably right now. Get the 7-day free trial in the pinned comment or save 50% with the promo code SPLASH. Underdog promo code as well. Splash double your deposits, $100. Of course, a great site that we play on there. Usually there's pretty good drafters in rooms too. So that's fun. But you know, even if you're one of the idiots, use the promo code and just use the promo code and get good at drafting and then come on Splash and I'll go, wow, look how well this guy drafted. Instead of going, wow, I can't believe this guy listens to my content and this is what he's doing. So that's the hope. Another no late swap NBA slate tonight, $4 entry fee, 150 max. I will be in at 150 max. I've already put in all my entries. So, or not, you know, reserve them. So go do that for yourself with Stochastic. Best tools in the biz. 15% off. Don't use their data for anything though, because 15% off any Sims, any data packages on there. Click in the description or use promo code SPLASH to save 15% off. Oh God, the reading of names. What a day. What a day. Okay. Reading of names going to go down because there's some free members dropping off. But if you want to be a joining, paying member here at the Join button down below, you support this show. And again, supporting the show does help a lot because I do this for basically not much. I do this for like $1,000 a month, basically. So help a brother out and don't ruin my drafts. And also hit the Join button. Robert Griffin the Turd, historical anomalies. But should I do an accent? What's like a not racist accent? I'll do it as a fantasy flock. Why not? This is for Michael Thomas, for Crypto Pooper, your new host here, the fantasy flock. Robert Griffin the Turd, historical anomalies. Matthew Emerson, Tyler, CLN, Mathology, Rupesh, Willis, Ivan, Robby Throbin, Port, Tony Mark, aka Io, aka Tony, aka Mark, Rob Van Natten, Brandon Wagner, Consigliere, Aaron D, Nez, Jake Twitchell, fucking Alpha, Mr., Sammy Telesco, I am the KY, Kevin Castro, Dylan Lautenheiser, Lateralis, Eric, Legible Connoisseur, Short Gamer, Carlos Manzo, Felix, Al Paul, Chunk, who will be guest hosting soon. Not on the flock, though. Jay Strez, Green Checkmark, Mr. TD, Spurious News, Gabe Davis, Bindles, Christopher Leclerc, Frank Evans, Jonathan W., Thomas Schull, Laces Out, Ocean, A1, Bodybag Jones, how would he say that? Bodybag Jones, Ben Havard, Kent Lewis, Dale Backus, Hoosier Devo, Christopher, Douglas Shirk, Best Ball Moderate, Crypto Pooper, Boo, Golf Course Guy, Kyler Remillard, Benjamin May, Rozzy DLB, Mem for Life J, Recipes with Reed, Wounded Geese, Beast Burf, Fried Bologna Sandwich, Wabi, Galen Stars, Tanner, Paul V, Jeff T. You guys have all been great members this month besides Crypto Pooper. I appreciate you being a part of this journey. I'm dead, guys. Game responsibly, too. Why not? It's Friday. Game responsibly. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. I'll be back on Monday, reinvigorated, a new splash of Splash Play. I don't know. This was today's draft, though. It was a chunky. This was also today's draft. Just nude egg after nude egg. Look at that egg butthole. That egg bleaches its butthole. I'll be back. See you guys soon. Enjoy your weekends. Good luck. Bye.